Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now we welcome in Brian J. Adams, the state fire marshal for the state of Louisiana. Thank you for joining us, sir, here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's happening?
Glad that you're with us. In light of the St. Tammany Parish fire in the village of Sun that claimed the lives of two people over the weekend, we thought it important to touch base with you about the fact that your office has been seeing an unsettling increase in fatal fires of late. Have you been able to figure out why those numbers are headed in the wrong direction?
Yeah, no, we don't. But we wanted to take a minute to promote our Operation Save a Life program, which gives us the ability to put smoke alarms in houses across Louisiana. So we partner with our fire service partners, all the fire departments across the state, and we give them those smoke alarms to put in homes across the state. So if you just want to reach out to your local fire department and ask if they participate in the program, if they don't, you can go to our website at the Fire Marshal's Office, which is lasfm.org, and you can request one. We can reach out to that department ourselves, and if they don't participate, the Fire Marshal's Office will come out and install those alarms for you. So it's quite alarming. We're about to approach our busy season, which is the winter, as we've discussed on your show before. We are about 15 more fatalities in Louisiana than we were at this time last year. So it's quite alarming for us that we're approaching the busy season and we're actually ahead of last year. So thanks for the opportunity to talk, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah. Do you see this same trend in other states? Is Louisiana unique in this increase in fatal fires?
No, it's not. It's sort of a trend across the country, especially in the South. But we want to make sure that we get those alarms in homes, because that absolutely is your first sign to get out the house. The alarm goes off, you get out way before the fire gets out of hand.
Yeah, I know that most folks now have these 10-year lithium battery smoke and CO2 detector combos. That's kind of the standard now, instead of that 9-volt battery that we used to check every time we changed the clocks. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, that now people think, well, I'm good, I've got that 10-year, and who remembers when they changed it last, detector up there, and maybe they're not testing it. But are there any other factors that seem to indicate why we're seeing increased deaths in fires?
No, it doesn't. But I can tell you, in the 64 fatalities that we've had, that's 48 calls for service or fires that we had. We cannot confirm at all in any of the 48 that they had a working smoke alarm. And we believe that probably 60-65% of the homes in Louisiana don't have a working smoke alarm. So we're really trying to push hard before the winter gets here to make sure that we get the message out that we have alarms and we're willing to come put them in your home.
Well, that's pretty simple. So the vast majority of fatal fires you go to, it appears they did not have working smoke detectors.
That's correct. We cannot confirm that they have working smoke alarms. That's correct.
That's troubling, and it makes me think. I mean, I know that I just happened to notice last night I have a green light on the smoke detector in my bedroom. I assume that means it's working, but I moved into that house 3.5 years ago, and I haven't tested it since I moved in. Probably not a bad idea to test it. And not only do y'all provide free smoke detectors, but your staff or the staff of the fire department locally comes in and installs it free of charge.
That's correct. That's correct. Listen, I test mine once a month. When I change my AC filter, the smoke alarm's close to the AC filter. I hit the button to make sure it works.
How many smoke detectors should the average home have, and where should they be?
They should be adjacent to the kitchen, not in the kitchen directly. but also in the bedrooms to make sure, or in the hallway near the bedroom. So I would say at a minimum two, or one for each floor. In my home, I have one in every bedroom.
Yeah, and it's that simple. That thing goes off. That is, that those things will wake you up. If you can sleep through that, you've got some special talents and skills, because they are very loud, but they are very effective. And you rarely see fatalities in homes that have working smoke detectors.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything else you want to share before we let you run? The fire marshal for the state of Louisiana, Brian Adams.
No, thank you for the opportunity again. We want to try to continue to get the message out, and we appreciate being on the show.
All right. Go to your local fire department's website, or go to the state fire marshal's website, and that can help you find out how to get a free smoke detector, or however many your home needs, and get them installed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.